Let me see what you can do.
Hot topics and interviews.
And that's just how we do it.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.
Entertainment Man Podcast is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Man Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Mann, and welcome to the podcast. Welcome to another interview podcast. It's good to be back again, and yes, you know who this is. It is Shane Flanagan, a.k.a. Santa, which actually I put out, that's what I named it on our little Skype call chat there. How's it going, Shane?
I am doing well, Chris. It's good to be back on the show, and there's been a lot going on in life, and I'm glad to be here to tell you and all your listeners about it.
Yeah, and I think last time I had only like 15 subscribers on YouTube, and now I'm at 44.
Wow,
I've really grown. Yeah, I've really grown a lot since then. It's been about a year. Yeah, about a year now. Yeah,
that's
October
right.
of 2022, I think it was the last time. I should keep track of who I have on every year. I should really keep track of you guys so that way I can remember those comic I had you in such and such month. So you've been so you've been through a lot lately. Yeah, you've moved. Yeah, you are no longer here in Ontario. You are now East Coast. You're an East Coaster.
That's right. Go ahead, Chris.
You want to talk about the move and the process was like?
Absolutely. It's a fascinating story, and certainly as far as chapters in people's lives go, this is a big one for me. I was born and raised in the Niagara region in Ontario, and that's where I've spent my life. And I was married for 25 years when last we talked. And June the 8th of this year, I unfortunately had to separate from my wife. And, it's been interesting because you never think as the person doing the leaving that it's going to hurt. But let me tell you, you feel the pain of that loss. That was, 25 years, long time. You feel the pain of that loss, and then you got to kind of snap out of that to some degree and figure out, okay, well, what's the next move? And, since I was 25 years old, I had always wanted to move to a place called Newfoundland, Canada. Mm-hmm. And, it's funny, people are asking me here, which I did move to Newfoundland over the latter half of August. I just jumped in the car, packed everything I could, and I made a 3-day drive that I had never made before. And it was very interesting. So the biggest question people ask me here on the island of Newfoundland is, why here? Mm-hmm. Did you come here before? Did you come? Are you on vacation? I said, no, I've come to live here without ever seeing it. Without ever seeing it. And they look at me with a real shocked look. And they say, well, what do you think? And I said, well, I had a picture in my mind based on the pictures that I've seen on the web since I've been 25. And this totally blows my dream picture of this place out of the water. And they say, well, why did you want to come here? And I said, because of the distance, mm-hmm. and because I've never lived on an island. And I hear that this is one of the most beautiful places in Canada. And it's lived up to that 2.0. I mean, it's mm-hmm. just supersedes all my expectations. Mm-hmm. So since August, I've been living in Newfoundland, Canada. Believe it or not, you get on a ferry in Nova Scotia for 7 hours. And that was a new experience for me. Mm-hmm. 7 hours. And I took the night crossing on the recommendation of someone, and so that I could sleep. And so I did that. You wake up, and when you drive off that boat, your head is on a swivel when you're in Newfoundland, because the beauty is just majestic. Mm-hmm. Everywhere you go, there's a, you're looking at it, and you're pulling over and taking pictures the moment you get off the boat. It's just beautiful. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, I've done that. I'm living on my own for the first time in 25 years. No cooking skills, no domestic skills to speak of, because my wife did all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't ever anticipate what happened would ever happen. So I never learned how to cook. I never, you know, had to clean the house. You know, I'm doing all these things. And of course, cooking was pretty intimidating to me. I didn't even know how to fry an egg, to be honest with you. And luckily, a very nice local man came over to visit and say hi and introduce himself. And he actually started to show me how to cook.
That's awesome.
I mean, where do you see that, right?
Yeah.
You know, where a neighbor that doesn't know you will just kind of come over and just assist you, you know? And that's mm-hmm. the people here on the island. If there's one like that, they're all like that.
Yeah.
They're beautiful people here. Yeah. They're very beautiful, spirited people here.
Very good hospitality, practically, right?
Oh, you know, when Thanksgiving came along,
mm-hmm.
it was going to be my first holiday alone. And certainly without a question, I get a knock at the door about 2 hours, about 3 o'clock our time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a woman standing at my door with a plate of Thanksgiving dinner for me. And I don't even know her.
Huh.
That's what they do here. It's a throwback to my childhood when people used to do that, you know, in Ontario.
Yeah.
It's kind of like we're in the 70s here. You know, and it hasn't really kind of, they've maintained that level of neighbor helping neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a superb experience, just a superb experience for me personally.
Mm-hmm. I've seen the pictures of Newfoundland. Oh, I watch a show called Hudson's and Rex, which is
Oh, yes, I've heard of this.
Yeah, it's done in Newfoundland, St. John's.
Is that where they're out of?
Yeah, beautiful. I look at the harbor, like, man, that is beautiful. I just love the harbor there, all the shit. And just the harbor itself, the mountains. There are a lot of mountains out there too. I've noticed that.
Yes,
it's very mountainous.
It's funny. I just looked at a picture of St. John's last night. Funny enough, you would say that.
Yeah.
And it takes a picture of this big cruise ship in the harbor,
mm-hmm.
tied up along the docks, along the right in the downtown.
And I've heard a lot of myths. There's like ghost ships and all that off of Newfoundland. I've heard that.
You're kidding?
Yeah,
I didn't hear that. You'll have to send me this stuff.
I'm gonna look. I'll look it up after we're done, and I will send it to you on Instagram for sure. But it's interesting. My dad was talking about it. Actually, that's where I heard it from, with my dad. So it's really fascinating.
Isn't that? See, I love that kind of stuff as well. Yeah. Certainly, I just think that I love folk. I love legends. I love folklore. And this land I'm in is drenched in folklore and legend.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Have you kissed? What's that?
No. Go ahead. I was just saying how much it was drenched in and steeped in legend and folklore stuff. I love.
Yeah, and I love the music on the East Coast. It's beautiful. Like I love. It makes you want to dance. When I went to Nova Scotia, it's well over 15 years ago. I went to Nova Scotia and Prince Edward Island for the first time, and I was like, wow, this is so much different. A lot of rain. I noticed there's a lot of rain up there.
Yes, I don't know how to impress upon like people. There's friends that want to come out next summer and see this firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was starting to come here and I got closer to the point where I caught the ferry, what was interesting was it went from sunny and warm to 20 minutes later pouring rain, 20 minutes later being super hot again, and then it went to a fall-like weather. And this was all in the span of an hour. Like you experienced, and they say you can experience four seasons in one day here in the summer.
That's amazing.
And every day, I can attest to that. Mm. Every day here, you experience the extremes of four seasons. Now, they tell me once the winter comes, of course, the winter's here and you'll only experience the winter. Mm-hmm. But during the summer, every 15 minutes, like clockwork, I've never seen it. change the weather, and then you're back to being rainy and then sunny, and it just repeats. So that's something, if you come out to Newfoundland, you or your listeners, that's something that you should be prepared for clothing wise.
Mm-hmm. It's like Calgary too. You don't know.
Yes.
One day it's one moment it's hot in Calgary and it's snowing and it's raining. It's like, it's because of the mountain. I think it's because of the mountains. I think it's because Calgary's around mountains and the weather, the climate is changing constantly. I think that's what it is.
Well, and I believe that as well, because like you say, the mountains here in Newfoundland, they're everywhere.
Yeah.
And so I'm surrounded by mountains and the ocean, and literally everywhere you drive, you're driving on the edge of the water between, and then all of a sudden you're in between mountains and then back to the water again.
Yeah. It's just,
so I believe what you're saying, but I will tell you, we're in the middle of what they call a nor'easter, which is a storm that comes from the northeast, and it really blows hard. And we've been experiencing here winds that are so hard against the house that I live in, that my couch is on the wall that faces the open water.
Mm-hmm.
And last night the couch began to vibrate.
Really? Wow.
Like inside, and it was moving because the wind was so strong outside. And I tell you, I was a little nervous.
Yeah. Oh, I can imagine. It's everywhere has it. They all have different areas, like different areas of the world. Like you probably saw I think you saw my video of the snow.
Yes.
We had it again.
No.
We had ice pellets and freezing rain already.
Yes.
And we're not around mountains either. We're not around the mountains, though, right? So.
That's right. I mean, that's pretty early for Ontario to be experiencing that.
It is.
I'll tell you that here, the Salters have actually already been out on the roads. And when I saw, they started about a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw that, I saw the blue lights as I was coming down the road from a distance. I could see these blue lights, and I thought, I wonder if blue lights mean the same thing in Newfoundland as they do in Ontario, that there's a Salter out and that's a salt truck. And as I got closer, I couldn't believe it. It was a salt truck, but there was no snow.
Yeah,
you know, there was no, they were just getting ready. And I'm thinking,
I'm glad they did.
I don't see salt trucks in Ontario for another month and a half, 2 months.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you guys are more ahead of than us, because they wait until almost like the last second here. So it's I'm glad you guys are ahead of us a little bit.
I agree. I remember those days where the snow and the ice would have already happened, and then you see the Salters come out after the fact.
And they don't shovel our area until like the last possible second, because we're on a hill, so we're like the last ones.
That must be awful with you on a slippery day being on a hill like that.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Well, I've lived on this street for almost 38 years, because I'll be 38 in less than a month.
Wow, that's a long time, one place.
Yeah, I love this house. I've grown up here, I've lived here, and I don't see myself moving. I love it here.
Good, good, excellent. I mean, you know what? That's a nice thing to hear, because everybody wants to, everybody's getting tired of where they're living and want to move, but it's good when you love where you are, and you obviously do.
Yeah, exactly. I want to travel, and I'm going to travel. I want to do Newfoundland, I want to do Vancouver, it's another place.
Yes.
Like to go to Nashville too, would be kind of cool. Nashville would be nice. South Carolina, I have some friends down there, so.
Why do I feel you're going to go there first?
Where, South Carolina?
Yeah.
Warm.
I just watched your face as you were describing it, and you were already there mentally.
Yeah.
You know, I could see you. You really want to go there, so yeah. I've been to South Carolina. I think just driving through it, and it was amazing.
Yeah, it is. There's a old ship there. I forget what it is. What was it? Not a battle. Was it a battleship? It's either a battleship or one of the aircraft carrier. I think it was an aircraft carrier sitting there.
Yes.
They have it. It's huge.
Wow.
Because my aunt and uncle went down there and they saw that. Like, whoa, that's huge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
We actually have we had a U.S. Marietta. The Marriott came through here in Ontario, actually. It was just built in 2022. So it was coming through our locks here. So it's pretty cool.
Isn't that something?
I'm a part of a Facebook group for the St. Lawrence Seaway group, it's called, yeah.
So yes.
I'm a part of that group, and it's just amazing. And I always post up my pictures of, like, the Argonaut, the Quebec coming in, and all the freighters. I do a lot of ship spotting, especially down in the lake here. It's fun. I enjoy it. Something to give me something to do.
If you like ship spotting, after you go to your favorite spot in South Carolina, you've got to come out here to Newfoundland, because, you know, of course, here that is, and it's hard to believe, but that's their way of life. Like, they have huge shipping trawlers that I've taken pictures mm-hmm. of recently, and they literally go out and do fishing like you see on TV,
yeah.
And they come back with the big fish here that they catch are codfish. That mm-hmm. seems to be what people eat and what's easiest mm-hmm. to sell. And these big trawlers come in with mountains of codfish. Yeah. And if you get to know some of the captains, I'm told, they'll actually give you a couple of fish for a very low price, and you take those home, and people cut them up, they fillet them, and then they've got fish to eat all winter.
Yeah, I like cod. Cod's good fish.
Yeah, yeah. I've never tried it until I came here, and I'm a new fan of it. You know, I love seafood, and as a rule, and I'm told in the summertime, you know, lobster is plentiful. You can buy all sorts of, and I can't wait because I love lobster and all. Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Yeah, I had it when I was out east. So I had it in a lobster salad. What was it? Oh, it was on a bun, I think, or something. I forget what it was. Lobster roll, I think it was. I tried that. It was really good.
Enjoyed that?
Yeah, I did. I had a little bite of my dad's. It was really good. That's when I went out to Newfoundland.
Right. I can't wait.
What's that?
I can't wait to try it. I've never tried it, and I can't wait to try it.
Yeah. And speaking of fish, have you kissed a cod yet?
No, I haven't been screeched in. Now, that's in St. John's, and where I am, I'm on the very northeast tip of the island. St. John's is about 4 hours away from me.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And I'm told by the locals here that in the city of St. John's, Newfoundland, you got to book 2 or 3 days to see everything that you want to see just in St. John's.
Mm-hmm.
And they said it, and then they said it's spectacular what you encounter there, and what, you know, lots of shops and different streets that are cut off to cars that they use just walking, and they have live music in the streets, and I mean, it just sounds wonderful. So definitely I'm not going to do it now, because we're, you know, the weather's not great mm-hmm. now as we're going to move into winter, and I don't want a chance picking a day or a set of days where it's just going to be rain all mm-hmm. the time and cold, you know. So I'm going to leave it till next summer, and I'm going to hit it up then.
Yeah. Hopefully you get to have some pictures taken on Instagram there, put on Instagram, because I want to see that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know something, I'll post some of the trawlers that I've taken a picture of recently so you mm-hmm. can see them on my Instagram. Called the house husband. Mm-hmm. And so if I can segue into that a little bit,
yeah.
You know, I found it interesting when I left my wife. I found it interesting because then you're alone, and then you've got to decide, you want to talk to the voice in your head that says it's you, because it's either that or the dog that you got to talk to. And, you know, and the dog, hey, I talk to the dog all the time, you know, that's great. But this really forces you, being alone like this, to get to know who you really are versus who you were as a married person. Because, you know, they're two totally different people. And because when you're alone and you're with yourself, you know, you have to get to know yourself. And for me, that still is. It's an incredible challenge
mm-hmm.
because you're always labeled as dad because I have four children. You're either dad or honey, and you're never called Shane. You know, 25 years, you're dad or you're honey from your wife. And now I'm Shane. And Shane sits here and goes, who am I? You know, and I thought I had answered that. Who am I? I thought I had mm-hmm. answered that many times over in my life. And I was correct. I had. but I was forced to look at myself again, but now as a 55-year-old man. Who am I, you know? Mm-hmm. And when you're my age, that's a huge question. It's a huge question, and you don't know whether you want to even answer it or not, because you really don't know, because you've always been dad or honey, and you've never kind of had your own particular identity. Mm-hmm. That you know, that is true to who you are. And so, as you know, I'm a mindset coach, and I do that as a profession. And I mean, I teach people how to find out who they are. And isn't it funny? I'm thrust into this situation where the very thing I've done over and over in my life, I'm being forced to do again. But it just feels, without a partner there, feels a lot different, and it's a lot lonelier to answer that question.
Mm-hmm. It is, yeah. I've asked myself, I've asked that question, who am I? Like, sometimes I doubt myself, and like, who am I? And I kind of remind myself, I'm Chris, I do a podcast, I do blog, I run a media group for the last almost 9 years. It'll be 9 years as of, what, Tuesday? Tuesday, yeah, Tuesday will be my 9th anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's a long time, but, you know.
It is, and I mean, you must have, like you said, you must have asked yourself, who am I?
Yeah, exactly. How have you dealt with the change? And as a change can be quite difficult.
Well, it you know, change is very difficult, as you know. Yes, great question. Great question. And if I can take some time to reflect upon that question, now this is going to sound really silly, and I'll this kind of actually segues into your question. But what was your question you just asked me?
How have you dealt with the change? As change can be quite a difficult thing to do.
Yes, part of getting older is a lot of times you forget what the question was sooner than you used to. How do I handle the change is good and bad, but it is what it is, you know? I mean, you've got this very stressful breakup, and you've got to continue to communicate with your significant other while you work out, you know, separating your lives, and you got your lawyers, your divorce lawyers, right? And I've never had a divorce lawyer. And that experience in itself is life-changing. But, you know, I've handled the change very up and down, because I'll have a conversation with my ex, which is still very fresh. It's only happened back in June, and we're in November. So we're still working a lot of stuff out, but sometimes one of us will throw a jab in there, a verbal jab, and it triggers the other one, and then the conversation is just over.
Yeah.
And one of us feels hurt by that, and then the next conversation, whoever wasn't feeling hurt, they're going to be made hurt, you know. So you go from being nice to being not so nice, and that's not in my, you know, that wasn't in my DNA, I thought, but it's funny how it can be part of your DNA. So it's been very challenging for me, not only being alone, but handling the adversity that's thrown at me by my ex, and having to jump through different hoops based on moods that we're both in. And so keeping yourself calm, trying to move ahead with separating your lives, it's been very stressful, I'll be honest. And again, you know, I mean, I've lived my life on a very spiritual path. All my life I've lived on a very spiritual path. And I've been a person that isn't mean-spirited. If anything, I've been a people pleaser. And I've been working with a therapist. That's not new. I've had a therapist for 20 years. But you know, they're just coming. And to her credit, you know, she said, "When are you going to allow yourself a chance to heal? If you keep the fighting going, neither of you will get a chance to heal properly." And I said, "Well, I've handled the change by coming out to a place of peace out here in Newfoundland." And they call Newfoundland, even the locals call it home. So I was told, never refer to Ontario as your home. This is your home now in Newfoundland. And that took a lot of the stress off, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
From the disagreements with my ex, it took a lot of that stress off. And, you know, I had my ass handed to me by the universe by the powers that be that are over top of us, whatever that may be for any of your listeners or for you or for me. I call it the universe, and that universe brings tests, and it tests you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it challenges you when you say, you know what, I think I'm okay, and you're talking to yourself because your dog doesn't want to listen anymore, so you're talking to yourself and you think, I think I got this. And just as you say that, oh my goodness, it comes along and kicks you right in the behind and kicks you off of what I call your path, or what you thought your path was, which was straight and narrow, peace oriented, love, you know, all that wonderful hippie language that they used back in the 60s and 70s. I lived that, and I taught people that. And so what this has caused me to do is to adopt a new phrase for my life. And this is going to answer your question. It's kind of a long-winded way around to answer your question, how have I handled this change? I have adapted a new philosophy to take me out of the chaos that is mental chaos, which affects you physically, because you're under so much stress because of the separation. And now I do with what I've termed, I live unfiltered.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know what that means, I'm going to show you right now what that partially means. And I'm sure your audience has been looking at the screen going, Halloween is over. Why does he have that red stripe on his face?
We'll get to that after.
Yeah. I had a neighbor come over yesterday and say, oh, you haven't cleaned your makeup off yet from Halloween. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's real. It's a tattoo. And, you know, it's funny. Your friend will ask why. I had a lot of my friends from Ontario jump on a Skype call and go, what the heck did you do and why? Why did you do that to yourself? Now, when that's asked like that, and it's asked like that by everybody I know, they look at you like you got drunk the night before, didn't know what you were doing, and walked into a tattoo shop and had your face tattooed, right?
Mm, right.
But I'll be honest with you, since I was a young man, I've always wanted a face tattoo. And I know that's an odd thing, but it's my thing, right? You know? And so, although it may be odd to everybody, but I wanted it very tastefully done. Like, I wanted a really cool face tattoo. And my wife, when I married my wife, and all through the years, I would say to her, I'd love to get a face tattoo. And she'd say, not happening. And I would, and so two things gave me the opportunity when I left her. That was to come to a place I've always wanted to go to, but I've never been to, which is Newfoundland. And secondly, to get a face tattoo that I wanted. And so I'm searching the net, and I come across this picture of this guy, and his name is Kratos, Kratos. And it was a drawing of, and it said underneath the words, don't be sorry, be better. I sat back in my chair and I went, look at that guy. And that's, look at that saying, don't be sorry, be better. I thought, what a great way to live. But he looked so very cool. And I went out to found a local tattoo artist out here in Newfoundland. And I said, listen, this is what I want. He goes, this is going to be amazing. And as you can see, and I'll just come a little bit closer, it goes all the way over the back of my head and right down the back of my neck, just like the picture of Kratos. And then right over, and it comes over the eye, so he had to tattoo the eyelid, and then he had to go right under the eyelid, so it met. So when I close my eye, it all looks uniform, right?
Mm-hmm. That's
so he had to tape my head with tape so that the lines would all be straight. Now, to say I was nervous at first was I wouldn't be lying to you. I was a little nervous. As he's looking at it, he goes, I want to get the line straight. And sure enough, he did. And so anybody that knows this character of Kratos, and it can be Googled if you type in Kratos, Kratos, there is a whole life story that is not factually based, but it's based on a story in a game, and he is considered the god of war, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, Yeah, I was looking it up here. Oh, yeah, I see what you mean. Right.
Yes, that's him. Yeah. Now, my body is better than his, because as you can see, he's pretty well built in that picture, and he's got muscles in places, you know, abs and the six-pack and the whole bit. I'm the same, but mine is just covered by a layer of Santa.
Yeah, that's right. Which you're now, actually, you said you're retired from that now. You retired from being Santa.
20 years I was a professional Santa Claus. Mm-hmm. 20 years. And when my breakup happened and I left, it was the end of August-ish, I left. And, you know, I mean, the customers are calling now saying, hey, can we book you? And I'm going, well, not unless you want to pay for my airfare to get to you. I said, because I'm not driving 3 days back, you know. And I said, no, I've actually left now and retired. And I mean, yes, because of the breakup, but could I still do Santa Claus? No. Unfortunately, after last season, Chris, I felt pain in my back, which is interesting. And I'll come around to why that's so interesting. I felt the pain in my spine. And of course, you know, Santa's got to go from a seated position, lifting kids up on his knee. Excuse me. And I couldn't do that because first my shoulders, I felt that every time I go to lift a child, I felt this super pain go through the rotator cuff of my shoulder. And that's where I had an old sports injury back from when I was younger. And secondly, you're kind of leaned forward. So you're leaned forward. It's not a great position to lift from, you know. And then all of a sudden my spine starts to hurt. So I go and get it all x-rayed. And they said, you've got terrible arthritis in your spine. And you've got a pinched nerve in your neck.
Oof.
And I said, oh, yeah, I do. Yeah, you're right. And he, you know, right away the doctor said to me, you can't lift anything over 5 pounds. And I said, well, how do we correct? He says, well, we give you injections every week in your neck with needles, and what we're injecting will keep the pain away for 7 days until you come back again. So me, I'm not a fan of needles, and I was getting them in my neck, my shoulders, my back, to the point where I didn't mind needles. I looked forward to going to those appointments. And when I left Ontario to come here, the doctor said to me, just so you know, there's no such thing as somebody doing what I do out there, he says. So most people just take painkillers.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that kind of ended my Santa career. Now, you know the old, I don't know if you don't know the story, about Buddha, and they say if you meet Buddha on a path, kill him. You ever hear that?
No.
Yeah, if you meet, there's a saying for spiritual people who are looking for enlightenment, and in essence, I believe, and I could be wrong, but I believe it means that if, like, Buddha's long gone, so if you see him, that's a fraud.
Yeah.
So, and they actually say, so kill them. Yeah. And I'm like, wow, that's pretty extreme. But now knowing that, I come out here, people go, Santa, Santa, Santa. Now this, I didn't have the tattoo. And I thought, uh-oh, they're going to, you know, I can't lift kids. And
yeah.
And because of my beard and everything, you know, they only see Santa still. So I had to find a way, and I did, for them not to see Santa anymore. And that was to get this tattoo that I've always wanted. And it would essentially kill that character off as I transition from not being able to do it anymore. So here I am in Newfoundland, and I come out of a little store, and there was two people on the sidewalk walking by, and one of them was a lady of about 75 to 80 years old. She stopped in front of me, dead, and she's facing sideways from me. She turns her head. I got the tattoo. She goes, "Hi, Santa." And I went, oh, and I went into character.
Yeah.
And I said, now, how did you know it was me? And she said, I always know it when I see you, Santa. And she goes, I knew it as soon as I saw you come out the door. And I'm thinking, doesn't she see my face tattoo? she didn't. Like, she didn't, it's like it didn't register.
Yeah.
So I'm still giving off that inner of Santa, I guess, you know, and yeah. It's funny. But it goes to people being able to look past what they feel is strained in someone else and still being able to communicate with them. I mean, for me, it tells me a lot about who these people in Newfoundland are. Because in Ontario, people moved to their side of the street, they saw this.
Yeah.
You know, thinking I'm some bad dude. But people here, mostly the older people, they love to talk to me. Whether I'm sitting in a Tim Hortons or I'm walking on a sidewalk and they say, how are you? And how's Santa? And it's really weird because I've got this thing on my face, this stripe. And for your audience, I won't use up the interview here, but this facial tattoo has tons of meaning to it. And you really got to go on Google and put in the name Kratos and look at his background if you're not familiar with the character in the game as the god of war. And people, now, of course, people's next question is, well, why do you want to be a god of war? Well, as they'll read on the internet, he actually has a son, and he becomes a good man. Good, not a god of war so much, mm-hmm. but he becomes a decent person who wants to show his son the right way to live. And that's more who I am. You know, I'm that transformed person.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite a history on this character. And I had a friend ask, you know, she said, what's on your face? I said, my face tattoo. Why? Because I wanted it. Why? I said, because I've always wanted it and I wasn't able to get it. Why?
sounds like my niece.
All I kept saying is why. And it's very freeing mm-hmm. to be able to do what you want to do. It's like when you turn 18 and you can do things that you couldn't do a year earlier.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's very liberating. It's fun. You can live life. And listen, at 55, I'm not entering in any model contests or, you know, beauty contests. So if I wanted it, I got to live unfiltered, got to live up to that phrase and walk the talk, because living unfiltered now, and I tell this to my clients, is living the way you want to live without needing the approval of anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll notice a lot of people who have tattoos and piercings and all of this, they're usually those kind of unfiltered, they're living life unfiltered, a lot of those type of people that would get a lot of tattoos and that and piercings in weird places on their body, which I don't have and I never will. I can't stand that pain. I had my ears done a long time ago and I went, well, that's it for me. Yeah, living unfiltered is teaching people to live the way I'm living all the time, whether you're in a relationship or out of a relationship, shouldn't make a difference. If you're going to live this way, you're going to commit to this lifestyle of living unfiltered, then it's going to show. You're going to be able to know if you ask yourself in your mind, honestly, am I living this way? You're going to be able to answer immediately whether you still feel constrained by family, you know, or friends that will say mean things because you look different or you've done something weird with your hair, or, you know, how petty, I think, how petty is it? You come with a different, I remember when I was a kid, you come with a different haircut. I got my first mohawk in the 80s, and my God, you would have thought that you had chopped the leg off just so you could. You know, people reacted, you know, and oh my God, why would you do that? And you know, and my dad made me go back and get it shaved off. Why? You know why? Because and I remember he said to me, I don't want you leaving my house looking like that. I don't want people to think that some thug lives here. That was back in the day, right?
Yeah.
And he goes, with that mohawk, he says, you're not walking out of this house and coming to it looking like that. And I thought, there was a sign of what that time was of life, or, you know, what people thought, that very conservative way of thinking. Living unfiltered is saying, screw conservative thinking. We're going to just live life fully the way I want to live.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so now I have an opportunity to do something additional with my clients that come to me for mindset coaching. I have the ability to say, Do you want to live the experience and come out, spend a few days in Newfoundland? That's open for you to do. And I'll show you around and show you. You don't have to get a face tattoo. I mean, no, I'm not suggesting at any, you know, in any way, Chris, that you have to go out to live unfiltered and get a face tattoo. That maybe that's not for you. Maybe your living unfiltered is doing something for you that is out of the ordinary, and good for you that you would do that if that's the case. But now I have the ability to, if people wanted to do online or work with me as an unfiltered mindset coach, or they can come here to Newfoundland 2 or 3 days and get kind of an in-person experience where we can see the beauty of the island, certainly, but we're going to live unfiltered while we're doing it. And I can show you how to do that in real time. So it's been very good for my mind. It's been very good for my body and my soul to live this way. And it gives me a new lease on life. And I know I wasn't living unfiltered when I was married, because there were control mechanisms built into a marriage, obviously. And control mechanisms as in, you're not getting a face tattoo, you know, or I'm leaving you kind of idea. Or,
yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. So it's unfortunate that we feel like we're all tied up with a rope because we're in a relationship, and your partner isn't willing to say, you know what, good for you. Go live your life unfiltered, and if you come home with a face tattoo, I have no problem with that. And isn't that the way it should be?
I agree. I totally agree.
Yeah. So this is all part of coping, getting to know myself, and living authentically the way I've always wanted to live. And that takes a lot of the pain of the separation away. It takes a lot of it, not all of it, but it takes a lot of the separation away and the anxiety that brought. Now, am I eating eggs 6 times a week? Absolutely. Because I learned how to cook an egg. I'm waiting for the next lesson. You know, maybe we'll do grilled cheese next. Who knows? Yeah,
that's easy.
Well, that's what I've been... Yes, exactly. That's what I've been told. And truth be told, I do know how to make the grilled cheese. Mm-hmm. Funny enough. I'm anxious for that next chapter to unfold. This next chapter to unfold and unfold and unfold. And I mean, I'm learning as I go. And it's like I'm a kid again, you know, and I have the freedom to love and learn. Love myself and learn new things for myself that I want to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So important. And it's something that I'll tell you that some people don't realize that they don't have that until it's brought to their attention.
All right, we have 10 minutes left because I want to get to I know you have 2 podcasts. You have Behind the Sleigh. That's done now, right?
That's correct. Rap.
Now you have Divorcing Mrs. Claus. What's that one about?
Well, don't ask Mrs. Claus. So Mrs. Claus is my ex.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was sitting by myself and I thought, you know, well, I have all this anxiety and I want to show people what this experience of separation is like and how you feel. And I want to be a male voice to talk about how I'm going through separation and divorce. So I started a podcast on Spotify called Divorcing Mrs. Claus. And if your listeners go to Spotify online, type in Divorcing Mrs. MRS Claus, C-L-A-U-S. There's no E on the end of Claus. Everybody puts an E, but there is no E. So Divorcing Mrs. Claus. I've got about probably 40 episodes that are up currently. And it's right from the beginning of the separation. And I'm still doing the podcast. And I do them with no scheduled order. If I feel like talking because something's happened, I will. If I feel like saying how I feel that day, maybe I'm feeling hurt or I'm feeling angry. It's all there. Live, it's raw, but it's truthful. And it's one man's experience, mine. And it's only half of the story because, as we've all know, it takes two to tango. So I was the best husband or anything like that. Listen, we've all got flaws, and that's just part of living unfiltered. Sometimes you've got flaws, and that's okay. But divorcing Mrs. Claus is my interpretation of my feelings. It's not a bashing session. A lot of people think it's going to be a bashing session on Mrs. Claus. You know, I'm just going to hate on her the whole thing. And that's not the case. Mm-hmm. This became very therapeutic for me to do this podcast. It became very therapeutic to talk about my feelings. If I wanted to cry, I cry. If I wanted to say I'm very hurt and be kind of angry about it, I could do that. And I think people will find it, if you're contemplating separation and or divorce, or you're going through it currently as a male or as a female, you will see elements of my story in your own. And even for people who aren't to that stage yet, say you're younger and you're just dating, you could apply this to a breakup, even on a long-term dating relationship. Same feelings were. So I'm hoping it'll be educational. I've been getting tons of great feedback on it. For a while I had, I think it was 70% male listenership and 35 female. That was the analytic behind it. And now the women have jumped up to 80, and the men now are at 73, I think, 73%. So the women, we're getting more female listeners to my podcast than we are male, but the male's close behind. And then you have this, and then as you know, Chris, with your podcast, you can go to the analytics and it shows you by age who's listening.
Yeah.
There's this interest between 20 and 25, and then it drops right off until about 45, where it shoots up. You know, you got that bar graph and it shoots up.
Yeah.
And then from there, well into 60, 65, those are the top listeners. From 40 to 65, almost 70 years old.
Yeah. I'm about 25 to 40 is my age demographic, especially on YouTube. I noticed that. I look at it once in a while, like, that's interesting.
It is,
yeah. My old audio only platform, I'll make this quick, podcast.com, which we're not with. We're with Castbox now for this one. Or I'm with Castbox for this podcast. As you know, I have two podcasts, but this one, actually, I can't even see my demographic. It says zero on there. It says the subscribers and zero listen. I'm confused. You would think that you would get the demographics, but I mean, I know people listen because I know people love it. So at least I know that. The feedback is important.
It is. The feedback's everything. And so what I did then, Chris, is I went to YouTube and I started a YouTube channel as well called The House Husband. And it's a different take on this experience. It's a video take of me learning how to cook, and learning to live life as a bachelor, which, you know, is very hard because I've never done this before. And so the camera follows me along as I try my first drink of Newfoundland rum, you know, and I do it on camera. Yeah. And oh my gosh, it's strong. It's 40%, I think it's 40% proof out here, their rum.
Wow.
And so it's a heavy alcohol content, let me tell you. But it's my whole life on video, and that's on YouTube, The House Husband. Instagram, The House Husband, and I'm on TikTok as The House Husband as well. And I got a lot of interesting TikTok videos. Listen, when you're separated, you got a lot of free time on your hands. And I'll tell you that I'm having a lot of fun on TikTok doing videos and just really interesting stuff, all pertaining to me and going through this process in my life.
I'll have to get back on TikTok and follow you as a just like a normal listener listener account. I'll just do Crispy on the Web Media or something. I'll definitely. One last thing. Do you ever listen back to any of your podcast episodes?
Oh, boy. Where did you pull that question out of? That is a great question.
Actually, it was from 2010 Minutes podcast. That inspired me. Tim's podcast, which I had Tim on earlier in the year, he inspired that question, and I have a little sticky note on my screen at all times. Like, I'm going to ask that question if I have a podcaster on, so.
Oh my god, that is a great question. I can't believe how deep that question is, even. I'm going to answer it like this. When I first started doing them, I used to. And I did it in my mind, I was doing it because I wanted to see how it sounded. But then after a while, I would start to critique if I coughed or if I like, you know, brushed my face by, you know, jerk it too many times. And I think, oh, I got to do it again. Then I thought, you know what? Don't look back on it. Just do it, put it up, and don't look at it again. Because then you're changing its authentic nature. Mm-hmm. Because you're going to go back and you're going to go, I don't like that. I'm going to do the whole thing again. So I did, but I don't now. And there's an emotional component to that as well. Because if I go back, and I almost clicked on the very first episode I ever did the other day, and I had to quickly stop it because I didn't want to do that. It was, you know how your finger jumps and all of a sudden you click on things you had no intention of clicking on, because that first episode was very painful sounding. Yeah. Painful emotionally.
Yeah.
And compared to where the episodes now, they've got a flow to them and they're not as painful. So I chose not to go back and listen because I didn't want to relive that pain, but it's there for the listeners to listen to. And I would encourage people, start at the very first episode, then you get to know the full story. And there's going to be a little heads up before we sign off, Chris. Mm-hmm. I've had the designation, and I'm self-designating. I don't know if there's going to be somebody else that'll probably write into your podcast and say, well, I'm the only guy, or I thought I was the only guy, but I'm the only guy that I know of, let's put it that way, who got fired by two divorce lawyers. Now, what kind of, isn't that a wonderful designation? Mm-hmm. I got fired by two divorce lawyers, and one I'd only known for an hour. And they told me they were going to take me on as a client. And the next morning, I got a Dear John letter that said, in reflection, and there was no rhyme or reason given, and there was no rhyme or reason with the person. So I have one called Divorce Lawyer Wars, and it gets a lot of hits on it. So it's a good show, too.
I have to check it out. I'm gonna have to go back. I got a lot of time on my hands, so I'll definitely check it out. Anything else you want to add before we sign off?
Yeah. You know, listen, I'm always been about educating people because I've went through certain things, and I don't want people of even the younger generation to have to trip like I did. Hopefully they'll listen and learn. But even the more senior sections of our community that listen to my podcast, etc., they're learning as well. And sometimes they learn that they're not alone going through what they went through or what they're going through. We're all in this together, and you know, it really behooves us to do what the Newfoundland people here have taught me. Be a good neighbor, help each other out when we need it, and life goes a lot smoother. So I hope everybody will go over to Spotify, Divorcing Mrs. Claus, head over to the YouTube channel. You're going to see a lot of great content. The House Husband, it's called, on my YouTube channel. And thank you, Chris. You know what, man? It's been a good busy year for both of us. Mm-hmm. And a lot of things have happened, you know. And I look forward to chatting with you again to tell you what's been going on in this new chapter of my life.
Sounds good. As always, you're always welcome on the podcast. You know that. You're like my yearly... We do this like... It's been like a yearly thing, which I enjoy doing it. So definitely, yeah. This time, maybe next year, we can definitely get you back on. And then maybe you can help me come up with some ideas to what you're talking about. Or we can just wing it. I can just write down a couple ideas and we can just wing it for an hour, and you know, but
hey, I absolutely, I would be totally open to that. And who knows, maybe I'll have another face tattoo.
Yeah, maybe. I want
to thank you, Chris, and thank you to your audience. You have a wonderful program here that is very helpful to people, and I'm always happy to be a guest on your show.
Well, thank you for coming on. As always, you can follow Crispy on the Web on Crispy on the Web Media, that's what we're called now, on Facebook, Twitter. We're back on Twitter again, Instagram, Threads, all Crispy on the Web. And I will see you guys next Wednesday for the bonus episode. Very special Royal Winter Fair edition. And it's going to be here on YouTube as well. So it's going to be dropping on YouTube. Check it out. Till then, have a good one. Bye for now.
Entertainment Man Podcast is a weekly radio show produced by Crispy on the Web Media. All rights reserved. Any illegal reproduction of this content will result in immediate legal action.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week again for a fresh round.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.